Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
we bang our way into the 680th episode of Neon Jazz here before Christmas of 2020 with the talented Norwegian pianist and composer Espen Berg, joined by his trio with the tune Meanwhile in Armenia off his latest offering, 2019's Free to Play. Prior to this 2020 lockdown of entertainment and live jazz, he traveled around the world playing concerts since 2003. He was awarded Norway's Biggest Music Award in 2016, resulting in a commissioned work for the widely recognized Trondheim Jazz Orchestra. We caught up with him in the summer of 2020 during the height of the COVID-19 quarantine, and he had some good thoughts on things that are happening these days.
It's definitely a big change because last year I was traveling half the year, and I have two small children at home, and now I'm just appreciating having a lot of time with them. So that's a positive thing.
Along with his recordings and tourings, he is a well-respected educator working with some of the finest and most creative students in Northern Europe. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town in the throes of holiday merriment, from 18th and Vine to Grand Avenue with the Green Lady Lounge. Still live streaming and ready for much more in 2021, coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri, giving you a good dose of history and innovation from the best practitioners of jazz. From one of the finest cats alive in jazz today, legend still very well at it, classical and jazz pianist and composer Keith Jarrett. He was a huge influence on Espen, and as we hear him talk about it, let's listen to the tune Sundance off the 1972 CD Expectations.
Thank you. This is Laura Camacho from the Athens Tango Project. We are located in Athens, Georgia. I'm very happy to be here in Neon Jazz in Kansas City, Missouri. And stay tuned for more music.
That was the Athens Tango Project with the 2020 tune Oblivion, led by bandleader and bassist Laura Camacho. She started her music career in her hometown of Buenos Aires, Argentina. She specialized in classical double bass while remaining active in her obsession, tango music. After being offered a scholarship at the University of Georgia, she moved there, and she found there to be a lack of tango music in the classic city. She assembled a group of top-notch local musicians to perform in the group, and they have performed with the likes of Bella Fleck, Ben Folds, Herbie Hancock, Diana Krall, and so many others over the years. During an interview with her about the band and the world as it is now, she told me about the Athens Tango Project, who they really are. Have a listen.
I'm very ambitious because I'm from Argentina, right? So I come from the tango scene, which is a very cosmopolitan style. But usually when I find people playing tango in the USA, it's very jazz-oriented, and I include that part of the repertoire, but I wanted to have a recording that included more of the folklore aspect of it, you know, that you're probably not going to find in some of the local bands in the U.S.
Led by an innovator of 70s spiritual progressive funk and jazz, Doug Karn, this is off the very cool 2020 series of recordings called Jazz is Dead. This is the tune Underwater off of Volume 5, a defining recording that proves jazz is very much alive.
I'm a tenor saxophonist here in Kansas City, and you are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you.
That was the great Kansas City-based jazz saxophonist Rich Wheeler with the 2009 tune, Pavo. Originally from Herbert Springs, Arkansas, he moved with his family to Kansas City, then left and returned in 2000. He has been a huge part of so many bands in the scene and very, very active until 2020, playing with the likes of Ala Turca, People's Liberation Big Band, Brandon Draper's Quintet, Jeff Harshbarger and his trio, Steve Ragazzi. And I caught him at a concert in an underground parking garage on 9/11/20. It was very surreal, dystopian, the vibe was crazy, and he blew the horn through the halls of that concrete in majesty. It was unforgettable. One of the huge influences on him was a legendary long tall Dexter, Mr. Dexter Gordon, as we get into the tune High Fly off the 2015 Essential Disc. Listen to Rich explain.
Oh man, probably the first one for me was Dexter Gordon. I got a copy of Our Man in Paris that it was a CD copy of it, and I literally wore the CD out. So, I mean, that was a huge Dexter Gordon fan when I first started playing. We'll be right back.
Everybody, this is Matty Stex. I'm a saxophonist and composer operating out of Manitoba, Canada, and you are listening to Joe Domino's show on Neon Jazz. Thank you.
That was jazz artist and educator Matty Stex, joined by his musical Tramps with the song Somersault of the Earth off the 2020 CD Long Time Ago Rumble. This cat performs and composes in several musical settings internationally. Since the fall of 2017, he is on the faculty in jazz and contemporary popular music at the renowned Brandon University School of Music in Canada. He is primarily a saxophone woodwind specialist, and he also performs on vocals, keyboards, percussion, and electronic media, bringing a dynamic, holistic approach to the live musical experience. We talked to him about quite a bit last summer, and he opened up about his hopes post-COVID-19.
I hope, and I'm not, you know, there's a partial cynic in me that wonders if this is the case, but I certainly hope that average listeners will rediscover the value of music through this time, because for those who maybe had really great live listening experiences sometime in their past, but maybe that fell off of their daily lives. Seeing the absence of that now, I'm hoping they can come to terms with the value that live music has in society.
One of Matty's very early jazz memories came from the original jazz storyteller, the Maine trumpet man Maynard Ferguson, as we get into his tune Ladybug with his swingin' Dream Band Orchestra live in Hollywood back in the mid-50s. Here's Matty and his story.
Maynard Ferguson brought his big band to my high school and did a clinic, and you know, that was the time when acts like that would actually come right to your back door and, you know, work with students. So that was really a great formative experience for me.
Hi, this is Donna Tucker. I moved back to Kansas City after several years of not being here, and I'm on Joe's Jazz Radio. Have a good day.
Sweet sugar drips from your sweet lips, that sugar is mine. You bet your life, sweet man, like this would be hard to find. He picks me up, he makes me feel fine. He makes me think twice about paradise, like sugar and spice and everything nice. He's sugar to me. Sweet sounds of joy come into my ear when my sugar's near. It sounds so sweet. My heart skips a beat when my sugar's near. He picks me up, he makes me feel fine. He makes me think twice about paradise. I like sugar and spice and everything nice. Sugar to me, it's sugar to me.
That was Kansas City-based jazz singer Donna Tucker with the tune Sugar off her 2007 disc, Right as Rain. She has been called the jazz singer's singer. Her life's journey began in Kansas, took her to Dallas, Texas, and then to Tokyo, Japan. She loves lyrics and makes each melody her own, and she allows you to feel the emotion in each song. We caught up with her during the very difficult COVID-19 lockdown world early on in the spring, and she explained how music happens for her.
We don't choose music. Music chooses us. It becomes our soul. But we have to go back in and do what we do best. And not only is it about us as musicians, it's about those who find a lot of solace in what we bring to them.
Over the years, the stage has been her home, but she has also worked as a TV commercial actor, voiceover narrator, and recording jingles. And finally, as we trot off into Christmas and our upcoming final episode of 2020, let's hear the icon of the holiday season. Little did he know that he would provide such a wide net over the collective holiday traditions with his sound. And this is the very well-respected jazz pianist Vince Guaraldi off the Charlie Brown Suite with Linus and Lucy with the band. Love this music, man. Enjoy. And it's with that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a cat I miss the most. We have not recorded since February 2020, but there is hope with the vaccine and leadership coming in 2021. The Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Jazz.
Let us know what you think. We're always here, neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends. Thank you.
from Manos Domino Neon Jazz.
Neon Jazz.